There he goes, Rod Stewart, and You're In My Heart and In My Soul. Just come up to 25 minutes past 8 on this Sunday morning. It's Al Ryan in for Ali Jones, mining proceedings until 9 o'clock. Now, it's one of the biggest days in the Oxfordshire calendar. Well, since 2009 at least, of time for this.
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, cubby little cubby all stuffed with fleas. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy nilly silly old bear.
There you go. Well, today is the World Poo Sticks Championship taking place at Langholm Common in Witney. And if you haven't heard of it before, it's a game when each player throws a stick over the upstream side of a bridge into a stream or river. The winner begins being the person whose stick emerges first from under the bridge. Now, to find out about today's World Championships, I'm joined, it's very exciting, by Leslie Adams from the Rotary Club of Oxford Spires, who's launched the championship. Leslie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Al.
Thank you for coming in, and you've brought a special guest, but I don't think he's going to talk a whole lot, is he?
No, he's not. He's our sort of club mascot. Little mini Winnie the Pooh.
A little mini Winnie the Pooh. Now, tell us all about what's happening today in Witney.
Okay, well, it's the 33rd World Poo Sticks Championships, and our club's been running it since 2009, and it's taking place at Langholm Common, and it moved there last year for the first time, and so this year is our second year, and this year we're reintroducing the team events. So we have team events starting at 12 o'clock, and we have 20 teams so far. And then it's the individual championship starting at around 1 o'clock when we've had the final of the team event.
This is where it gets serious.
It is.
Ah. Now, you've moved to Witney because you used to be in...
Little Whittenham. Little,
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yes, Whittenham for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
And then we just really outgrew the site. And the other reason to look for another venue was because we could only hold the championships between October and March when the River Thames was quieter for boat traffic.
Yes.
So now being at Langholm Common means that we can hold it during the summer. So we're less likely to have to cancel it, because we have had to cancel it in the past due to high river levels.
Yes.
And also a frozen river, I believe, one year.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
Indeed. So is there anything new taking place in the competition this year? Have they added anything new or different to the whole proceedings?
Well, apart from it being the first time that the team events are going to be run at Langholm Common, we are also pleased to have the Witney Music Festival putting on some music for people. And also the Rotary Club of Witney will be running a barbecue. And St Cog's Church will be running the teas and cakes. So there'll be something for everyone.
Yeah.
And you can come along. You don't have to take part if you don't want to be a world champion. but you can have a fun day and look around Cog's Manor Farm.
Yes.
And they're also going to have a stall by the river, doing all things stick-like.
Fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit about, for those who don't know, a little bit of background about Poo Sticks and how it all came about.
Well, it started off at Little Whittenham at Day's Lock some 33 years ago, when the lock keeper there, Lynn David, noticed that people would break twigs off the trees and play poo sticks on the bridges there.
Yeah.
And he thought, oh, let's get some sticks ready, put in a bucket and a collection bucket next to it for the RNLI. And it started off like that. And then the Rotary Club of Cynodon run an official event, and it's kept going since then.
Oh, and that's how it all started. And I'd imagine it gets very competitive.
Oh, yes. People do analyse the flow of the river. They pick their stick very carefully. We've got 8 different coloured sticks, so they may go for their lucky colour.
Yes.
Or they may go for one that's slightly chunkier or thinner. They'll watch the flow of the river and where to stand on the bridge.
Optimal position.
Oh, yes. It's quite something to watch.
And tell me about the sticks. So it's not a traditional, you don't cut a piece of an ash tree or something, or a fallen twig. Is it actual special sticks?
Well, they're not special per se. They are twigs that we have collected and sprayed colours so that we know which colour passes the line first. And we have a line marshal who has the names of the colours written down on a piece of paper, and he holds it up so that the bridge marshal can see which stick has passed the line first.
Fantastic.
And then we have also a canoe collecting the sticks so that we can reuse them and also not block the river up further down.
Wow. Now, you have a lot of people taking part. What did you say? You've got 20 teams this year.
We have 20 teams of 4 this year, and it's the first time we're running team events at Langholm Common. And last year was our first year at Witney, and I think we had something like 500 plus for the individual event. So we're hoping for more this year because we've done a lot more publicity. So, and we're also inviting children to come along with birthday cards for the real Winnie the Pooh toy bear.
Wow.
And he is in New York Public Library.
Yeah.
And this August, it will be 95 years since he was bought for Christopher Robin.
Good heavens.
And that is the toy bear that A.A. Milne based the stories upon.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? Yeah. So just remind us again, Leslie, what time today, where can people see it all happen, and how can they get, well, they can't get involved now because all the registers take place, but tell us who, what, when, where.
Okay. Well, teams have already registered, but if you want to play in the individual championships, you just come along. You don't have to pre-register. The team events start at 12 o'clock. The individual events start at around about 1 o'clock, and we think we're going to go through until about 4:30, but it does depend on how many people attend. The Witney Music Festival will be playing until about 5 p.m. And it's at Langle Common near Cogs Manor Farm in Witney.
Lovely. Leslie Adams from the Rotary Club of Oxford Spires. Thank you. Just coming up to 8:30 on this Sunday morning.
Cat Orman, making a difference.